Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. The first things that will really help you not only achieve high performance, which again, we define as consistently succeeding beyond standard norms. So it's basically long-term success where you still maintain your well-being and positive relationships in the world, right? Because listen, success, if you have it, but you had to compromise your well-being, your happiness and your health, or success and you had to compromise all your relationships in your life, it's not worth it. But high performers have figured out a way to balance just enough or approach their life holistically in such a way that they achieve long-term success, and it just keeps gathering steam. And that's what we want for you. And in my interviews with them, I really dug in to ask how they view themselves and what specific beliefs come up for them. Now, I'm going to break these down into some phrases. They might sound cliche. Everyone says personal development is cliche until they're in crisis. Right? Everyone believes personal development is cliche until it's required that they go to the next level. Then they're like, give me all I can get, right? Once you're in transition or you're challenged, you're really frustrated, those are times personal development really matters. So forgive me if some of these phrases might sound cliche. It's just, that's how people talk. And it is fundamental to you succeeding. So let's talk about the bubble of you, the three beliefs that you have to achieve long-term success, at least based on my interviews and experience. Number one belief, I am being or trying to be congruent with the best of who I know I can be. So it's a belief about congruence. I am being congruent or trying to be congruent with the best of who I know I can be. Now look, I know that can sound cliche. So let's think about your last 5 days. The last 5 days, were you really trying to be congruent with the best of who you are? Meaning, you know the best of who you are, you know your values. You woke up every day and you're like, I'm being congruent with the best of who I am. Or were you just going through the motions of the day? Were you just reacting throughout the day? Were you actually comparing yourself to other people and letting it get you down? Were you aware of what makes you unique and living into that uniqueness, living into your values and attempting consistently and conscientiously to be the best of who you are? Or were you going through the motions this last week? What I found with high performers is they're more consistently testing their congruence against the standard of their best self, against the standard of what we call their highest self. And it's easy not to do that, especially when you're good. Especially when you're talented, especially when things are going well, you can just get up and go through the day and do a good job. But what happens over a series of weeks is one day you don't feel like you're really on your path when you're just going through the motions. One day you wake up and you're kind of like, man, I feel like I'm in a funk, and you don't even know why you're in a funk. You don't know why, like, things don't pop for you. You don't feel like there's momentum in your life. You want to talk about real misery in your life? Be out of congruence, right? If you're a person whose identity says, I am a healthy, positive, caring, goal-oriented person, and you just know that's who you are, but then you're not congruent with that, that's where misery comes in. Right? If you identify yourself like the congruence, like the best of who you are, you know that you're a healthy person, but for 5 nights in a row, you got drunk, 5 nights in a row, you ate crappy food, 5 days in a row, you ate too much. You know, at the end of the week, that does affect your psyche. And why does this matter? Because when you don't have that belief that I am being congruent, or I feel like I am trying to be congruent with the best of who I am, then self-hate comes in. Then that negative
sort of framing of everything. I'm not good, I'm terrible, all that stuff comes in. And it's not because, listen, attempting to be congruent with the best of who you are does not necessarily mean every day you were the absolute best of who you are and everything was perfect and you were totally congruent. Listen to the phrasing here. I am attempting to live in congruence with the best of who I can be. I'm trying. It is an active, thoughtful, disciplined approach. It's not like I had a great week, Brendan. It's not about did you have a great week? Because listen, a lot of high performers who I've met, they did have a great week. Their peers are like, oh my God, she's crushing it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe she can manage all those kids so well. I can't believe that they're running the business. So people see you and they're impressed by your achievement. They're impressed by the external reality of your success. And you can have a lot of momentum in your life. But if psychologically, even if it's unconscious, that you know you're not truly living in accordance with the best of who you can be, if psychologically you know you're incongruent with the best of who you can be, it starts like grating at you. And over a period of time, what this does is like, think about it. It's like when you're not congruent, you're just kind of grating at your confidence unconsciously. You might not even know it. It's just like every day I wasn't my best. Every day I didn't try to do something and show who I am. Every day I wasn't authentic. Every day. And suddenly over a period of time, that lack of congruence just bores a hole right in your confidence and you don't even know why. You just wake up one day not feeling yourself. And then it becomes like this big challenge because maybe you haven't had training like this on congruence and now it feels like this big, you know, existential dilemma. Oh my God, something's wrong with the universe, something's wrong with me. And the reality is, you just weren't trying often enough to be congruent with the best of who you could be. Doesn't mean you need to be perfect. Doesn't mean every day you have to be the best of who you are. It means psychologically, you have to know you've been trying. And you might write that down. Psychologically, comma, I have to know I've been trying to be congruent with my best values. I have to know it. Pull that from someone, they're in misery. If you know you haven't been trying to be the best of who you are, now you really get down on yourself. And I know that might be true for some of you. So if that's the case, please stay with me, tune in, because if you're in that situation where you haven't been trying to be congruent with the best of who you are, that usually comes down to some of these other beliefs not firing for you consistently. So I'm challenging you today to get a little clearer. Are you being congruent with how you want to treat people? Are you being congruent with how you imagine yourself being productive each day? Are you being congruent with how you imagine like the kindest, best, healthiest, giving self that you really know you are or could be? Are you trying to live into that? And I'll share with you, if you are, good job, you're on your path to high performance. If you aren't, this is a wake-up call for today. And I know this is a simple one, it's very the beginning, but that statement, I am congruent or I am attempting to be congruent, that's everything. Second big one is I am capable or possibly capable of achieving the future I want. Capability, I am capable, is everything. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to believe you have all the competencies that are necessary to succeed. You have to believe that you are capable of getting them. There's so many things that I know right now today I am incapable of. I am incapable of many things because I don't have the skill set yet. But I am believe that I am capable. You give me enough time, energy, resources, mentorship, hard work, and days at something, I will figure it out. I will develop that skill. I will achieve. This is how high performers think. And it's so clear. Underperformers, they get stuck stewing on what they are not capable at. So they stop forward momentum. They go, I'm not good at that. So they stop. I've never learned to do that, so they stop. I suck at this thing over here, so they stop. And you've seen it before with the research on mindset, where high performers have a growth mindset, underperformers tend to have a fixed mindset. That fixed mindset means they've fixed on their identity and who they believe they are and what they're capable of. They think their knowledge, skills, talents, and abilities are fixed. They're, you know, they were born that way and that they're stuck that way in some ways, or that there's a top to their potential. Where high performers have that growth mindset where they really believe, no, I'm capable of becoming more. I'm capable of figuring it out. I am capable of busting through. I'm capable of getting the knowledge, skills, and abilities that are necessary for me to succeed. And that is a motivating driver for them. So here's the test. If you have been lacking confidence or motivation to go for those bigger goals, somewhere in your psychology, you do not believe that you are capable. And not believing you're capable is why you stopped. Even if you have all the reasons in the world to be confident, people like you, you've achieved things in the past, you know, you're a good person, you believe in your worth, even if you have all that, but if you don't believe you're capable of breaking through or getting that next level of skill, that's why you stopped. Listen, write it down. Motivation is directly tied to the belief of capability. Motivation is directly tied to the belief of capability. In psychology, we often call that self-efficacy. And if you don't have self-efficacy, it means you don't believe you can be a change agent. You don't believe you can be an agent in your life who gets things done, right? Your sense of self-agency or self-efficacy says, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm capable. And this happens for a lot of people. And the only way to work them through, listen, the nice thing about capability is to get it, you only need a few things. The first thing you need, if you want to feel more capable, is you got to make sure you are very clear on the map. You got to know step 1, 2, and 3, and you got to go, like, the goal doesn't need to be in your mind, I'm going to achieve step 70. What we really need to do is start working step 1, 2, and 3. Just working. Like capability, the belief of capability is directly tied to momentum. Even if you're still inadequate. Let me give you an example. Capability. Let's say I want to become a world-class writer. Like be a really good writer. I might, you know, I might, if I read Tolstoy, I'm going to feel very incapable. And if I think of myself and my identity, I'm incapable because I haven't done it before. But if I knock out those first 10 pages, at the end of those first 10 pages, even if they suck, my belief in my capability went up because I filled 10 pages. So for people, you don't have to get them to change their world to get more confidence and capability. You got to get them to fill out the first 10 pages. You got to take those first couple steps. And if you've doubted yourself for too long, then we got to get you some momentum. And I know that some of this can, again, sound basic, but I also hope that you use this as a tool. Because isn't it true that someone in your life right now doesn't have the motivation or confidence they need? And you can try to hype them up all day long. You can try to give them, you know, tell them they're great and they're beautiful and they're amazing and they deserve the world. But if they don't believe they're capable of figuring things out, if they lack that kind of confidence, I believe in my ability to figure things out, which is a capability belief, you can't help them. So you got to look at your sons and your daughters, your team members, the people you're hoping to influence, and remember that if you don't help them get a little momentum, they won't develop the belief and capability. Because with momentum comes more motivation. With more momentum increases that belief of capability. So for yourself, or my gosh, for many of you, it's about you leveraging that place of influence to help people find their next steps and really cheer them on those next steps. Because you and I both know it doesn't take a lot. Some days when you just get one extra step towards something that you care about, you feel better about yourself, and that's important. So I'd love for you to do a little bit of a self-awareness here, but also some social diagnostic. Is there somebody in your life right now who you just know they're not being congruent with the best of who they are, and you know they're not being as capable and or not feeling as capable as they can? What could you do to help them? So please think about this framework today I'm sharing with you for yourself, but also for other people. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com. And the third one in your little bubble of you is, I am worthy or deserving of having extraordinary success. I'm worthy or deserving of having extraordinary success. Listen, most people who really live a little below their potential, here's their belief. I'm worthy or deserving of survival. And it literally stops at that. Like their belief and their envisioning for what their life is worth and who they are is so low ball. Their standard is so low. Most people's standard in their worth is survival. I deserve to have food. I'm worthy of having a job. I am worthy of making rent. But they don't say, you know what, I'm worthy one day of flying in that jet. You know what? I am deserving of having a deep, connecting, magical, sensual marriage. They're just like, you know, I deserve a good husband. And it stops there. I'm worthy of good is sometimes why you only ever got good. Sometimes people's belief matches up with their worth in such a way that they don't get to experience the brighter colors of life. All they ever get to experience is baseline, good, because I'm worthy of survival. I'm worthy of paying the rent. I deserve to have a good husband. I deserve to have, you know, happy kids. But they don't think about depth. They don't think about richness. They don't think about abundance. So their belief is always just trying to be like, well, I deserve good things. And if your belief is just good things is all you get. You need to adopt the belief that you deserve an extraordinary quality of life and whatever it takes to achieve that. If you gotta repeat that mantra to yourself over and over and over and over again, do that. That look, yeah, high performers want more for themselves and their families. You know, a high performer doesn't feel bad about saying, you know what? I want to make 100,000. I want to make a quarter million. I want to make a million. There's no guilt to that because they believe that they're worthy of it. It doesn't mean they always believe I deserve it because sometimes they're not doing the work. And it's hard to believe you deserve something if you're not doing the work. But you can feel worthy of it because you're a child of God, because you have been a good person and a trustworthy person and a giving person, because you want good things for other people and you want good things for yourself, but you also know that that makes you worthy because you care. Look, the fact that you are a person right here with us right now who's interested in personal development, who's working on yourself, who's looking at these concepts not through, criticism or skepticism, but rather saying, wow, is there something here that I could embrace that could help me feel better about the day, help me be a better leader? The fact that you're here alone makes you worthy of the next level. The work will make you deserving. The belief will make you feel worthy. You deserve and you are worthy of climbing that next level. And if you don't tell yourself that, it's easy to sit back, take what you get, feel grateful for it. Look, I know a lot of people who are deeply grateful for life, but because they don't feel worthy, they're broke. How's that for a mind screw, right? They're grateful. They're practicing what all these books say. Be grateful. Live a grateful life. Life is precious. Do your gratitude journal. So you're writing your gratitude journal, everything else. And I know a lot of grateful people who are miserable because they don't believe they're also worthy of more. So they're grateful, but they've settled for a crappy marriage. They're grateful, but they've settled for being in bad shape. They're grateful, but they've settled on a job that's beneath them. And so you have to be in that place where you go, you know what? I'm worthy of being around A players. I'm worthy of being paid well. I am worthy of achieving that next level. I'm worthy of an extraordinary experience in my life. Because if you don't have worth, you could have all the gratitude in the world and you can still be emotionally broke. That's the challenge that most people don't see. That's why a lot of the, you know, the self-help that gets criticized, just be happy, be happy, be happy, be happy. You know, be grateful, be grateful, be grateful is criticized by practitioners like myself who go, I know a lot of grateful people who can't break through. Because if you're grateful without worthiness, you won't work. You won't excel. You won't challenge yourself. So you have to feel worthy, ready, deserving of the next level, and you got to put in the work to it, which I know you know. I'm just sharing what high performers shared. It is a distinction between high performers and underperformers.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.